From the Financial Times in London, I'm Daniel Garahan, and this is FT News. George Osborne, the UK Chancellor, has just announced details of the government's latest spending plans. Joining me now is our political editor, George Parker. George, the big headline from this autumn statement, I think it's fair to say, is the climb down on tax credits. What exactly did George Osborne do?
Well, it was a U-turn of epic proportions. George Osborne had announced back in July that he was planning to remove £4.4 billion of tax credits from working families, created uproar in the Labour Party, uproar in the House of Lords over there, but most importantly, criticism from Conservative MPs. They thought he was going to soften the blow of this change on the working families, but in fact what he did, he completely scrapped it. He removed it altogether, and the House of Commons was momentarily silent because nobody expected him to be able to find the money to make such a massive change, which means, interestingly, he'll breach his own cap on welfare spending, a cap which he essentially set as a trap for the Labour Party 2 years ago. He's now walked into himself. Is that embarrassing? Yes, of course, it's always embarrassing when you do a political U-turn. But how much danger is George Osborne in from the right in British politics? Nobody is going to criticise George Osborne for being too tough on welfare.
Just how on earth was he able to do it? I mean, like you said, some people were expecting some changes to the tax credits, but not a complete U-turn. How did he do it?
Well, there are two things. One is that you could argue it's judgment or you could argue it's luck. The Office for Budget Responsibility basically said that George Osborne was £27 billion better off than anyone had expected. They said that tax revenues were going to be better than people thought and that the government was going to be spending less money on servicing its debt over the next few years. That gave him £27 billion to play with over the Parliament. Now, rather than banking that or using to pay down the deficit, George Osborne basically spent most of it. So that's how he managed to sort out the tax credits problem. The second thing is, deep in the detail of the what we used to call the Red Book, but in fact it's a Blue Book this year, the budget details, there are a series of quite interesting little tax rises, stealth tax rises, if you like, which will help bring more money into the Treasury. For example, councils will be allowed to put up council tax to pay for extra social care spending. Local police chiefs will be able to ask for a bit more to top up to police budgets. Fuel duty will rise in line with inflation. And then right out there, something which will be of interest, I suspect, to some Financial Times readers, they're going to put up stamp duty on second home purchases.
Now, the government has ring-fenced some areas. Do you think that's created a distorting effect, though, where we've seen heavier cuts in the unprotected areas?
Well, there's no doubt that that has distorted the spending review completely. The fact that so many departments, including health, schools, overseas aid, are completely off limits for cuts, on top of which the pensions budget, a huge part of the welfare bill, completely untouched. Well, that means that a number of departments, including the Department of Business, courts, police, they're vulnerable to cuts. Now, interestingly, George Osborne said at the start of this process he wanted to cut unprotected departments by £20 billion. In fact, the cuts only came in at £12 billion. So some of the big cuts that business were expecting, for example, to some of the business support areas, for example, science or so-called catapult centres, which help start-up businesses, they didn't materialise. So I think it'll be a bit of a sigh of relief in some quarters.
Now, if we could finally just turn to the opposition briefly, George. This was Labour's John McDonnell's first big set pieces shadow chancellor. How do you think he got on?
It's been a difficult week for the Labour Party. Most of the week they've been having to answer questions about national security, about whether Britain should go into action in Syria or the renewal of the Trident missile system. So, funnily enough, the economy is one of the safer areas for Labour this week. But the exchanges between John McDonnell making his debut in a big set-piece event like this, a shadow chancellor, and George Osborne were at times rather amusing. There was a point where John McDonnell hurled a copy of Chairman Mao's little red book across the dispatch box at George Osborne, quoting from it, saying that you should learn from those who understand economics, to which George Osborne replied, this must be your personally signed copy. So it was kind of a slightly surreal and humorous moment, but ultimately the Labour Party does need to quickly re-establish its reputation for economic credibility. Now, having a hardline socialist brandishing copies of Chairman Mao's little red book at the dispatch box is the best way to do it. I'm not sure. Time will tell.
George, thanks very much.